I grew up in corners where laughter had rules, where my name was a rumor passed between lockers. A joke that never knew when to die. Every hallway felt like a verdict. Every whisper, a trial without a judge. I walked crooked, they said I moved strange. They said they didn't know my body spoke its own dialect, that every tremor was a verse I hadn't yet written. They called me names like stones skipping water, thinking they'd sink in my silence, but silence can be a forge. I burned slow, reshaping shame into something the world couldn't carry for me. Cerebral palsy they stamped on my file, but I turned diagnosis into defiance, made rhythm from hesitation, poetry from pain. When you live on the outside, you learn the temperature of every glance, you learn that pity wears perfume and cruelty wears cologne. You learn to measure your worth by how much you can hold before you break. And I held the world, even when it turned away. They said I was slow, but I learned the art of patience first. They said I was weak, but I've outlasted storms they never stood in. They said I'd never belong, but belonging isn't a seat at their table. It's a meal you make alone, and still share with whoever's hungry. Now the circle spins back. The same mouths that carved me up for sport and social currency have children of their own. Little hearts with crooked teeth, small steps and soft eyes, and those parents pray. No one calls them what they called me. They post about kindness now, write captions with halos, teach their kids not to bully, while my name echoes faint in their history, a scar they'd rather not explain. It's funny, isn't it? How time doesn't erase, it educates. How irony is the teacher that never retires. How the cruel become cautious when empathy lives in their own house. They wince at playground whispers. They rush to comfort what they once crushed, and I don't gloat. But I do remember. I remember standing last in every line, the tremor in my hand while tying shoes, the mock applause when I tripped. I remember promising myself I'd grow strong enough to forgive, but not so numb I'd forget. Forgiveness is a bridge, not a blindfold, and I've crossed it barefoot, bleeding, smiling. Because the truth is, I never needed their acceptance. I needed my reflection to look back and say, you made it. Now when I walk, limping sure, but proud, I carry a lifetime of lessons in the bend of my knees. Every scar is a footnote to survival, every wobble a hymn in motion. And when I see those same faces now, aged by guilt and memory, I nod, I don't sneer, don't spit, don't boast, I just keep walking. Because the road I built from their laughter leads somewhere peace lies. Their kids will never know my pain, and that's the miracle of it all. The boy they mocked became the man who forgave them. The outsider became the witness, and the world in its strange mercy taught them through love what cruelty could not. So when they pass me in town, pushing strollers, holding hands, I hope they see the poetry in the full circle. How the same sun that warmed their children once shone on the boy they left in the cold, and I hope they whisper to themselves, quiet and true. He deserved better. He still does.